Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have new conference call bridge, and I'm hoping this is going to be the final resting place and landing spot for our conference calls rolling into 2015. So far, this phone bridge is working perfectly. So I'm happy to say that our lines are muted, our beeps are muted, our calls getting recorded, and life is beautiful, and we're going to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on this line as we go into 2015, and we want to make sure that all of our technology, including our conference bridge, is working at optimal levels. So, as I said, I'm glad you found the line tonight. Please put this into your phone. Let people know about it. We've got our phone number, and our participant PIN is 7873, which also spells out the word PURE, P-U-R-E. So, a little reminder there. If you forget it, you'll be able to remember it. So, glad that you're listening in. I heard people from all over the United States and lots of folks from Canada tonight. I heard people from Quebec and Saskatoon and Toronto and up in Vancouver Island, and lots of people from Colorado and California and Texas and Nevada and Hawaii and Maryland and Florida and Michigan and North Carolina and Kansas and New York and New Jersey and Virginia and Washington. And I'm sure there are lots and lots of other states and provinces represented. So it's exciting to hear and exciting to know that people are already starting their 2015 here even before we get to Christmas, and I think that's the right mentality to have. There's no question that 2015 we're going to be making a huge run, and the people that are on the line here tonight, I know that you are engaged in a way that others aren't, and everyone has the same 24 hours in a day, everyone has the same 365 days in a year. And it's really just a matter of how you use them, and that's what we're going to be talking about a good bit tonight as we get into our training. But before we do, want to make some important announcements. We've got a lot going on rolling into 2015, and, you know, it starts with our transformation cleanse. We've got a group cleanse that begins on January 5th. We've got another group cleanse that begins on January 19th. We've got another one that begins February 2nd, another one that begins February 16th. So David Sandoval, Amy Venner, Dr. Mike, a bunch of our crowns are going to be on these transformation support calls. We're going to be loading up our Facebook support page. So be looking for some marketing materials coming shortly to promote these cleanses, some really interesting, fun teasers that you can post on social media. And, you know, basically almost everyone you know is looking to lose weight. Almost everyone you know is looking to cleanse, detox, be healthier, set new goals for how they look, feel, and perform. And there's no better way to start the year with a transformation. So the right way to do it is to make a declaration, raise your hand, go public, and start texting and posting, letting people know you're doing a cleanse on January 5th. Get your product, make sure you're ready to go for January 5th, and then you can either do it as a support. Hey, I'm doing the transformation cleanse. Would you like to do it with me to support me? I can support you. You can support me. Or to do it as a challenge. Hey, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in the first, you know, 10 days of the year. I'm going to lose 20 pounds in the first month of the year. I'm going to change the trajectory of my health. And I bet I can lose more weight, more inches. I bet you my before and after photos are going to look better than yours. Who's going to challenge me? So no matter what energy you bring to it, no matter what your perspective or how you want to participate, it starts with your own health and making sure that that resolution that you probably made for years and years and years turns into results, but also to take as many people as you can with you. And that's the beauty of it from a business perspective right now, is it doesn't matter how many people have told you no. It doesn't matter how many people have joined your team that have gone dormant. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows this is weight loss season. Everyone knows this is detox and transformation season. Everyone knows that this is the time that their friends and family are going to be interested. They're going to want to hear the message. And we have the fastest, healthiest, least expensive, most efficient way to lose weight on the planet, period. So don't let your friends do Weight Watchers. Don't let your friends do Nutrisystems. Don't let your friends do Jenny Craig. Don't let your friends do Visalus or Isagenics. Don't let your friends make the mistake of spending their money on something that's not going to work as well as what we have. We guarantee it with our 60-day money-back guarantee. So I can't emphasize enough that the people who are going to come out of the gate fastest in 2015, that are going to make 2015 their best year yet, are going to participate both on the product side and the health side, as well as the financial side, simply by going public in a big way, simply by texting and posting and hosting. And that's actually a term that I'm going to be using more and more now, is this idea of posting and hosting. This idea of going public on Facebook, letting people know that you're going to be part of this January 5th cleanse, and also hosting by setting up healthy happy hours, a series of healthy happy hours throughout January, so those who want to try the products and experience it firsthand can do it that way as well. So if you're posting and hosting, if you're texting and mailing, if you're getting public and you're going and sharing what we do and how we do it, and you're in front, if you're top of mind with weight loss, if you're top of mind with cleansing and detox and organic and healthy lifestyle, then people are going to come to you and they're going to participate in what you're doing. And the more people that you get excited, the more momentum that that creates. And don't be afraid to ask for referrals. If somebody just wants to be a customer, ask them who they know that wants to do the challenge, who wants to do the group cleanse with them. And you can have a whole bunch of other folks that just come along for this exciting ride, starting with posting and hosting, but, you know, also utilizing referring as well. So please, please, please take full advantage of all four of these group cleanses. January 5th is the first one, and hopefully you're going to be leading the way, setting the example, having your products, and doing it in a big way yourself, along with going public as well. We've got some fantastic events that are even bigger than Healthy Happy Hours. We've got our first big set of regional events. We're going to be in Oahu, Hawaii on January 24th. We're going to be in Orlando, Florida, February 7th. We're going to be in Tarrytown, New York on February 14th. And going to be in Southern California. Looks like we're going to be in Long Beach on February 21st. So be looking at your events page. We've got some of the flyer links up. We've got some of the Eventbrite links up. We're going to be adding those over and over and over again very quickly, because we also have a whole bunch of Crown University events coming up. So our Crown leaders are going out there, getting public, going to be sharing their wisdom. So our Crown University events are mostly going to be 9-to-1 events. They're $25 a piece, and you're going to get really valuable information about how to build a business, nuts and bolts training, including a workbook that you can walk away from and not only be trained yourself, but take that wisdom from that Crown and share it with others on your team. And then we've got these regional events, and the regional events, three of the four of them, David Sandoval is going to be at, three of the four of them I'm going to be at. And we're going to be talking about products, we're going to be talking about technology, we're going to be launching some new materials. So it's going to be almost like mini conventions going on throughout Hawaii, Florida, New York area, and California. So it's going to be really exciting. So if you're anywhere near, you know, I don't care if you're in Atlanta, get to Florida. I don't care if you're in Nevada, get to California. I don't care if you're in Maryland, you know, get to New York. You're going to want to be there, and these are going to be fun, exciting events that are going to turbocharge your winter campaign, going to turbocharge your early 2015 campaign. So if you're doing things right, you know, you're going to be making your commitment to doing the transformation cleanse, at least one of them, and you're going to be texting and posting and mailing and hosting and making things happen in January and rolling right into a whole nother level of information and inspiration with the Crown Universities and the regional events. And I talked about texting, posting, mailing, hosting, and the mailing piece and the hosting piece is going to be driven a good bit by our Prosper magazine. So I don't know if you saw the couple of the sneak preview spreads that we put out there here this email blast, but we had our weight loss testimonials, we had our manufacturing spread. So this is... This is an amazing tool, and I've given a sneak preview to our Crowns, and you know, I see some stuff starting to float around Facebook a little bit. The bottom line is that Prosper Magazine is a tool that's going to provide third-party validation. It shares and showcases a lot of our lifestyle, a lot of our success stories in a way that we just haven't done before. You know, our website does not do a great job of highlighting business success stories. And we really don't have any printed tools that have highlighted business success stories. So this is going to be a new tool that's going to provide a new dimension to our business. And for those of you who are entrepreneurs or know lots of entrepreneurs, this magazine itself can open up new doors. So it's exciting to think that we've got our group cleanse going on and we've got lots of people focused on weight loss, but that we also have the business side of things coming into more focus. You know, we hit the Inc. 5000 list in 2013. We expected the Inc. 500 list in 2014. And we're going to continue to grow, and we're going to grow in a big, big way. So make sure you've got your Prosper magazines, because we've got a special going on. It's the kind of pre-publication price of 20 magazines for just $60. That's $3 a magazine. I believe the newsstand price is $4.95. But, you know, we're going to continue to offer them at less than newsstand price. But this is going to be the best price that you'll ever be able to get on them, and that price runs out December 31st. So we're hoping to have them in-house before December 31st, and if you purchase them, you know, now, you're going to get the best price, and right into your fall campaign, first week of January, you can have these beautiful magazines there to share at your healthy happy hours, to mail out to people, to share at trade shows or in any other face-to-face encounters that you have at a Starbucks or wherever. I mean, it's a perfect thing to keep in your bag and to always have handy, because when people see this, when they see this third-party validation in this magazine, and I've seen it firsthand. I've helped to grow some companies very quickly, and I've got lots of friends who have built companies very quickly and in a big, big way. And when these third-party magazines come about, it really turbocharges the business. So take advantage. Make sure that you've got your Prosper magazines. Speaking of things that end December 31st, you know, we've had this magical special on Master Aminos. This is the last time we're going to be running it. Buy three, get one free. And make sure that you've got your MAP, you've got your Master Aminos rolling into the new year. Because after you do your transformation, you know, you're going to want to build up that muscle and make sure that your transformed body, you know, looks the best. And it's a great way. David Sandoval's been emphasizing this more and more, is to use that nutrient-dense food, that reduced-calorie diet, and then moving into a high-exercise, high-output, still maintaining the nutrient density, but using more Master Aminos to fuel your workouts, and that's when you can get, you know, really fantastic results. And the reality is, a picture is worth a thousand words. We live in a very aesthetic society, and, you know, I think it's truthful to say, having owned a body transformation spa, that even though one of the main reasons I set up the spa was to help people's health, the reality is that people came into the spa, and I believe that people come into Purium looking, wanting to look better. They want to lose weight. They want to fit into nicer jeans. They want to look better in dresses. They want to feel younger again. And the easiest way, the most visible way, is to do that through weight loss and muscle building. And the Master Aminos in combination with the transformation are the best way to do it. So make sure you got your product, make sure you got your tools, make sure you got your meetings all set up for this new year. And that's a perfect segue into our training call tonight, which is turning resolutions into results. So most people make resolutions. And some people make resolutions with the intent of carrying them out, and some don't. And I think the biggest difference between those that actually do carry out the resolution and those that don't is that they have a plan. And if they have a plan to carry out that resolution, then they have a great opportunity for success. They have a great possibility for success. And if somebody has a resolution with no plan behind it, it really isn't a resolution that's likely to turn into results. It's really more of a dream. It's really more of a fantasy. It's really more of a daydream. It's something that people can think about, but slowly it drifts away as it stays in your mind and never gets into true activity. And so, if you're looking to make 2015 better for yourself, better for your family, it really comes down to having a plan and to clarify your priorities. And so, you know, I think the best place to start when you're thinking about what you want to accomplish is to think about why you want to accomplish it. And what we did with our crowns on our crown trip was we created dream boards. And everybody's dream board had four elements to it. The first is it needed to have a word. It could have more than one word. It could have a phrase. It could have a sentence. It could have 100 words, 1,000 words on this paper. And the paper that we used was we used 2 8.5 by 14, so it created kind of a big square that was about, you know, just about 16 by 14, a nice big, you know, it was a nice big sheet of paper, big enough to get creative on, but not so big that it was overwhelming. And we used that, and some people wrote one word and some people wrote lots of words, but it needs to have one word. It needed to have one number. Could have lots of numbers, but it needed to have at least one number to lock in and open up that side of your brain to be specific about what it is that you want to accomplish from a numerical standpoint. So it could be an income level. It could be a number of new enrollees. It could be a number of orders. It could be many different things. But to have at least one number, it needed to have something that you drew with your hand. It needed to have some kind of creative element that came out of your mind and onto the paper that is a drawing. And then it also needed to have at least one thing that was cut out or stuck on, and we had a whole bunch of magazines and stickers. And so that visualization process, that creative process, that thinking process is really, really valuable. And this time of year is a magical time of year to look back at 2014 and to say, what happened? What went well? How did my life improve? Where did I miss some opportunities? You know, what happened in 2014 in my life that I can take knowledge of and take lessons from and transfer into 2015 so I can project forward what it is that I'm looking for? And a great way to think about it, a great construct to think about it as far as why you want certain things is be, do, have. Be, do, have. And oftentimes people focus on the have part. They focus on the material things. And those are nice. You know, there's no question that when you work hard, you want to have something that is a result, that is something that's tangible. But the have piece can oftentimes feel very hollow. And so you might think about or cut out or talk about a new car or talk about a bigger house or, you know, something that's a physical thing, a vacation. And it may seem great, but it doesn't have underneath it the be and the do. And the be piece is the piece that is who you are and who you want to be with. And what are the things that make you you as far as your, you know, how you know, what that moment is when you're your best. You know, is it with family? Is it being creative? Is it being athletic? Is it being outside? Is it being with other women? Is it being with, you know, lots of children? Is it being with family? Is it traveling? Is it, what is it that makes you excited to get up in the morning if you had that perfect day? And that's the being part and the doing part as well. Which is, what is it that you love to do, and what energizes you about this period in business, and what are the parts that you're excited about sharing, and do you like to prospect, or do you like to train, or do you like to do calls, or do you like to do healthy happy hours, do you like to post on Facebook? And so, you know, figure out, you know, where are those things that energize you, and also where are the things that slow you down, the things that you know you should be doing to achieve those goals. What are the difficult things that are tough for you? And how can you fight through them? So, you know, you want to have your dream board. You want to set your goals. You want to clarify, you know, what it is that you're wanting to accomplish and why you want to accomplish that. You know, is it to reduce stress? Is it to have more freedom? Is it to have more time with your family? Is it to have more time to travel? Is it to set yourself on a path to retirement? Is it to be able to pay for your kids' college? Why is it that you want these things that will help you to feel better at the end of 2015 than you do today? But you also want to be clear about, you know, what are the things that are slowing you down, holding you up, or that you need to grow or learn or surround yourself with, because this is a team sport. You know, so is it more knowledge about something? Is it to break through a barrier or to stretch a limit? Or is it to work with somebody who is good at something that you're not so good at? So being able to organize and analyze your business assets, your business skills, the things that motivate and energize you, but also to be clear as to what are the things that hold you back or limit you. And to clarify your priorities and to clarify your game plan, to be clear as to when you're working, where you're working, who you're working with, and what you need to have happen to get to where you want to go. So, I mean, so often I hear people say, I want to be a crown, you know, and they're a consultant. And I love that. I love that they want to be a crown. But do they have a plan in place? And do they know what it's going to take to get to director or executive before they get to crown? Do they know what it's going to take to get to diamond or green diamond before they get to crown? Do they know what it's going to take to get the blue diamond or black diamond? So there is a process. There is a step-by-step. And so, you know, planning to me is this kind of right brain, left brain. It's the stretching of your imagination, the energizing of your passions. It's the, you know, creativity side that you allow to open up to get you excited to do something. It's tapping into that why that makes you want to cry. It's tapping into that why that really is driving, you know, where you want to go with your life, and utilizing Purium as a vehicle for that. But then it's also the analytical side, the realistic side, that can help you to organize and prioritize and analyze and look at what you are doing well and what you're not doing well, and how much activity you're actually doing. How many phone calls are you making? How many text messages are you sending out? How many Facebook posts are you making? How many healthy happy hours are you attending? How many healthy happy hours are you hosting? How many Crown University events are you planning to attend? Are you going to be at the regional event no matter what? Are you doing a cleanse? So, you know, we lay out, you know, all of these different options, all of these different tools. Do you have your Prosper magazines? Do you have your Healthy Happy Hour launch kit? Do you have what you need to be successful? That's the analytical side of you know, that's the left brain side of your planning and organizing process. And the people that are really great at planning and organizing, the people that actually turn their resolutions into results, are great at both sides. They're great at tapping into that creativity and passion, understanding why they're doing things, being excited, being clear, being able to visualize it, put it down on paper, and then they have the organized and analytical side to be able to look back at 2014 and be realistic and saying, hey, this is what worked and this is what didn't. And, you know, it's one of the things that I love working with Dave and Amy about is they're great entrepreneurs and they're super creative and have huge visions. And then on the other side, they're very practical and they're willing to roll up their sleeves and work hard and do whatever it takes and to continue to sacrifice to move this business forward in a powerful way and to make adjustments. And to constantly be adjusting and looking at how we can make our products better and how we can make our program better and how we can make our compensation plan better, how we can make our events better. So, you know, we're doing that on the corporate side just like you could and should be doing that on your side, is to look at your business, what is your intention, what is your resolution, and what is your plan to turn that into a reality. And the more components of your plan, the better. So the more that it includes your health, and the more that it includes your family, and the more that it includes your finances, and the more that it includes your time, and the more that it includes, you know, other parts of your life, your recreation, or, you know, if you have a regular job, what you plan on doing with your job. So it's modulating all those things. And I'm a big believer, and I said this at the Crown trip, and some people I could see kind of paused, is I told people, you know, I am not planning on being in balance in 2015. So people talk about balance, and they talk about this, you know, utopic state of having, you know, the balance between your family and your friends and your work and your money and your health and your recreation and all these things. And in my experience and more that I'm learning and reading and experiencing in my life, I realize that that's not the case. That if you want to do something fantastic, if you want to propel your life in a big, big way, you've got to go out of balance. The transformation gets your life out of balance for 10 days. It puts eating at a higher level than it normally is. Normally, eating is just kind of what you do every day. And for 10 days, you're going to take your eating and you're going to put that at a much higher level. And you're going to be putting your health and your weight and your, you know, habits at a higher level, and going out of balance for those 10 days then puts you on a trajectory that can affect months or years in advance. And I think the same thing is true with work. The same thing is true with your Purium business, is that you can go out of balance for a period of time, whether that's 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, depending on what you want to accomplish. As long as you have buy-in and you have a clear understanding of what the sacrifices are on the other side to say, hey, I'm going to go out of balance and I'm going to go from consultant to crown. Because you're not going to be able to cruise your way from consultant to crown. You talk to any crown that's made it to crown and they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you it was hard work. They're going to tell you that they made that a priority. And I guarantee you that all of them will tell you that it was worth the effort. That no matter how long it took them, that it was worth the effort because of where they sit now. To be on that crown trip, to have a lifestyle that includes significant residual income, and to be with a company that's on its way up at a perfect time when that company is going to be making a big run in 2015, they're going to tell you it was worth the effort. So I can't tell you that for you it's going to be worth the effort, but you need to be clear that if you want to make it to crown this year, if that's one of your goals and on your vision board, you're going to have to go out of balance. And you're going to have to do it in a big way starting right now. And I can tell you that what you do over the next 30 to 60 days is going to make a huge, huge, huge impact in where your business is in May and in September and in December and in 2016 and 2017. So I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you that if you do it, do it consciously. Do it if you've got a partner, you know, if you've got a husband, a wife, if you've got somebody that's part of your, you know, if you've got a family, be clear with them that this is going to be more important. You know, if you're, you know, going to be spending less time watching TV or less time, you know, doing X, Y, or Z, you know, be clear as to what that's going to be. I know for myself, I'm going to be out of balance here a bit. And I'm looking forward to it because I know that the opportunity in 2015 is that big with Purium that I know it's going to help my family and it's going to help ultimately hundreds of thousands of families eat cleaner and greener. And that to me is worth it, that I'm ready to sacrifice a lot to really go all out and all in here in 2015. And, you know, looking forward to working with anyone and everyone who's willing to do that with me. So, however big you want to take it, put it on a piece of paper, be clear, be specific, set your goals, set into that creative side of yourself, be as specific as you possibly can, be as measurable as you possibly can, be as clear as to what it is that you want, whether it's the verbal side, whether it's the number side, you know, make sure that you've got a full picture of what you want to accomplish in your life, and now's the perfect time to make that happen rolling into 2015. The people that are the most clear, that are the most passionate, that are the most excited, they're the ones that are going to have the biggest businesses in 2015. They're the ones who are going to get the crown in the next year. They're going to be on the crown trip at the end of 2015, and they're going to be in the next Prosper magazine. So I'm excited for all of you. I'm excited for all of you because you have the opportunity, and I'm excited for all of you because you're on this call and you have that intention, and now you just need to turn that intention into a habit, into character, into focus, into real activity, and make sure that your priorities reflect what you want to accomplish with your Purium business. And I am so optimistic about where we are and what's going to happen, and looking forward to running hard here in 2015 with you. So have a great, great evening. Have a Merry Christmas. If you're celebrating Christmas, enjoy the time with your friends and family, and we'll be back on next Monday for support calls. So this is going to be the last call of the week. No call tomorrow night, no call Thursday night, and no support call on Friday. So this will be the last call of the week, and we will be back with you on Monday for support calls, Tuesday night for a huge call that we're going to call the run and getting everybody excited about what's going to happen in 2015. So you got a little bit of a taste tonight, but you're going to get a big taste next Tuesday night. So you're going to want to make sure you're on the call and make sure that others are on the call so that they're clear as to what 2015 can mean. So glad to have you listening in, excited for you, and we're here to help, and have a happy holiday here the rest of the week. Bye, everybody.